Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is November the 3rd, Monday, 2014. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 40. Well, I thought that for episode 40 I would do something different. I thought about, for the first time, summarizing the contents of the first 40 episodes. So as the number of episodes increases, I think it's a good idea to recap or at least remind my listeners of the contents I have already talked about and perhaps make your life easier in case you want to listen to some of the old episodes, either to review the content or maybe you haven't listened to them yet. So in this case, you know the contents I have already talked about. So I'm going to basically give you the title of the episode and the number and the duration and in some cases a brief description of the contents. So let me get started here. I remind you once again, before I start, I remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. If you go there, I created a new category, podcast summaries. So in case you want to in the future, this is the first one I'm doing and I intend to do it every 40 episodes. So in the future, if you want to check out just the summaries, you can click on the categories on the category podcast summaries, and then you will see all the summaries all together. Otherwise, I have some other categories. By now I have the category podcast, which is basically the episodes, and I also have the category podcast interviews, which if you click on podcast interviews, you will see only the interviews listed. So let me get started, and I'm going to start from the beginning, of course. I'm going to start from episode 0, which was the first episode, in fact. And episode 0 was basically an introduction to the podcast, and there was no actual content. You know, I just talked about the objectives, and it's a very short episode. It's 4 minutes and 48 seconds, and I published it on January 29th, 2014, when I started this new project. Episode 1, the title is Heat Dome and Future Forms. So as the title of the episode says, I talked about the different future forms, and as it was very hot in Brazil, I also talked about this expression, heat dome. It was very, very hot in Brazil on that day, February the 3rd of 2014. So the duration is 9 minutes and 42 seconds, and basically I talk and give lots of examples of... I talk about future forms and give lots of examples of how to use them. Moving on... Episode 2, the title is Stereotypes for Brazilians and Adverbs of Frequency. This it's a regular size episode. The duration is 11 minutes and 3 seconds. And basically I talk and give tips on how to use adverbs of frequency. And I talked a little bit, I rambled on a little bit about stereotypes for Brazilians, discussing the different gringo stereotypes for Brazil and the way Brazilians think of foreigners, or the way Brazilians think foreigners see them. So this was episode 2. Episode 3, the title is Questions About Routine. It's a shorter episode, duration 8 minutes and 40 seconds. I talked about... questions about routine, obviously, and basically three different structures. How often do you ever, and what do you usually? So how to use these three structures when you ask questions about routine. Episode 4, The title is Bring Up versus Educate and Well-Educated versus Polite. So this was the first episode about exclusively about vocabulary. And then I talked about the difference in meaning between bring up versus educate and also well-educated versus polite. Then episode 5. By the way, episode 4, 8 minutes and 10 seconds. Episode 5, the title is Language Learner Profiles, duration 8 minutes and 41 seconds. And basically here I discuss the different profiles that language learners tend to have. Here I talked about language learners who are more analytical or grammar-driven and learners who are more communication-driven, less analytical and more communication-driven. Then episode 6 is about Carnival in Brazil. That was just before Carnival happened here in Brazil, and the duration is 9 minutes and 1 second. So the title is Carnival in Brazil, and basically I talked a little bit about Carnival and my personal impressions about what happens in the different places in Brazil and what we Brazilians normally do. Then episode 7 was 2014, the title is 2014 Brazil World Cup. And here I talked a little bit about the World Cup. This was back in March the 5th. So this was like 3 months and, well, 3 months and a few days before the beginning of the World Cup. The duration is 10 minutes and 33 seconds. If I'm not wrong, I talked about some curiosities related to this particular World Cup. And if I'm not wrong, I made my predictions, you know. So it's quite interesting, but of course I got it wrong because Brazil didn't win. Anyway, I talked about my predictions related to the group stage, and I didn't talk about the final or anything like that, quarterfinals, semifinals. Anyway, moving on, episode 8, the title Comparative Form of Adjectives and duration 10 minutes and 4 seconds. Obviously, here I talked about the comparative form of adjectives in English, and I gave lots of examples and structure of the sentences and what happens with short adjectives, long adjectives. Moving on, episode 9, the title is Language Fluency and Proficiency. This episode, the duration is 9 minutes and 54 seconds, and I talked basically about the difference between language fluency and proficiency. Moving on, episode 10, the title was Routine in the Past. So here I talked about two structures, one of them used to, and the other one, so used to plus infinitive, and would plus infinitive. So these two structures, how they are used to refer to routine in the past. The length of the episode, the duration, 7 minutes, 15 seconds. Moving on, episode 11, title Collocations. In this episode, I talk about collocations and how important they are. I start by reading a definition from the Oxford Collocations Dictionary, and then I discuss the importance of collocations, and finally, I give examples of how you can learn them. Yes, examples of collocations and how, and also an example of how you can learn. The duration, 11 minutes and 2 seconds. Moving on, episode 12, I talked about the structures with the verb get. Basically, I talk about three structures, three or four, let me see how I talk about four different structures that are common with get. So get plus adjective, get plus past participle, get plus noun phrase, and also when you have get plus preposition. So I talk about how the meaning of get in the different structures and give lots of examples as well. Podcast episode 13, the title is Questions with How. So in this episode, I talk about questions with how. I listed a few common adjectives and adverbs that can be combined with how to form questions, and I gave lots of examples. The duration is 9 minutes and 1 second. Then that was it. So moving on, episode 14. This is one of my favorites. Is there a secret to learning English? That's the title. And this was the first time I think I published on, if you go to the webpage, you will see that there is a kind of, I made a drawing and a scheme on the board, and you can I took a picture of it and posted, so you can check it out if you go to the webpage. The duration is 14 minutes 57 seconds, and basically I talked about whether there is a secret to learning English or not, and I talked about I divided my answer in four different parts, and it's quite interesting. If you have time, this is one of my favorite episodes. Episode 15, title, An Overview of IELTS, duration 24 minutes 12 seconds. Wow, this was a very long episode, and I basically gave an overview of the IELTS test. I talked about the different components of the test, one by one. I talked a little bit about reading, about writing, about listening, and the speaking. In the future, I might be doing some podcast episodes about the different components individually, you know, just about the speaking, just about the writing. But this was the first one I did about IELTS. Then episode 16, talking about reasons. Here I talked about basically two structures, because and because of. And giving examples of how to use them, and lots of you know, alternatives, and explaining the difference. I also talked about due to or owing to, and since, as. So lots of conjunctions and how to use them. Lots of examples. Then in episode, by the way, the duration here was 9 minutes and 58 seconds. Episode 17, title, Adverbs, Quite and Pretty. So obviously here I talk about how to use the adverbs quite and pretty, and the difference between them, discussing, you know, basically discussing their meaning. And the duration here is 8 minutes and 14 seconds. Episode 18, Should I Use a Textbook or Not? That's the title. And the duration is 16 minutes and 39 seconds. Basically, here I talked about the advantages and disadvantages of adopting a textbook. Maybe this is more directed to EFL teachers than students, but also might be interesting for people who want to study with a private teacher. Anyway, moving on, episode 19. This is, for some reason, is the top episode in number of downloads, and nothing really special about it, in my opinion at least, because it's basically about irregular verbs in English, and of course I give lots of examples, so you can listen to this in case you need to review some irregular verbs. But also the main thing here in this episode is that I give some tips about how to study irregular verbs without simply trying to memorize them. So that's it. And this episode here is the top one in terms of download, but is definitely not my favorite. So for some reason, people like it. Well, moving on, let's go to episode 20 now. Episode 20 was about the pronunciation of ED in regular verbs. That's a very popular one as well, for some reason. So here I talk. I talked about how to pronounce the ED sound, yeah, in different verbs, and gave lots of examples as well. So very useful. The duration here is 10 minutes. I forgot to give the duration of the previous one. Let me see. Irregular verbs in English. The duration is 16 minutes 33 seconds. The duration of episode 20 is, as I said, 10 minutes exactly, sharp, 10 minutes sharp. Then episode 21, three random proverbs. Here I chose three random proverbs, and I you know, discussed their meanings and gave some examples when they can be applied in real life. And the duration here is 6 minutes and 22 seconds. Episode 22 is about such and so. The title is such and so. And here I talk about some basic structures used with such and so, how they can be used in informal everyday conversation as well. The duration is 10 minutes and 25 seconds. Episode 23, the title is The Most Important Skill. Here I talked about the most important skill, in my opinion, of course, that you should practice in order to learn English as a foreign language. In my opinion, listening is the most important skill, in my opinion. Moving on. By the way, the duration here was 8 minutes and 16 seconds. Then episode 24, the title is How to Use In Case. So here I talked about how to use in case and in case of. And this is basically, it's a very simple episode. The duration is 7 minutes and 24 seconds. And I give lots of examples of how to use these structures. Then episode 25, Why is Traveling So Awesome? This was published on July the 22nd. The duration is 12 minutes and 17 seconds. I published this just before I went on a trip. So, of course, I was very excited because I was going to travel, and then I decided to, record this episode about traveling. And I give my personal opinion about traveling, how traveling can help you become a better person, and why it's so good, so exciting to travel. Again, here the duration, 12 minutes and 17 seconds. Well, moving on, episode 26, the title is There Be versus Have. And here I basically talk about the difference between there be and the verb have. This is a problem for Brazilians. A lot of Brazilians have difficulties dealing with these verbs, and they end up confusing these verbs. So here I basically talk about the difference between there be and have, and the duration is 11 minutes and 41 seconds. Then moving on, episode 27, an overview of phrasal verbs, one of my passions. In here I basically give some general ideas, how phrasal verbs are formed, and also I discuss the difficulties learners usually have in learning them. And the duration is 11 minutes and 2 seconds. Moving on, episode 28, pronunciation of compound nouns. In this episode, I talk about the pronunciation of compound nouns, and I give a brief definition of compound nouns and talk about how they are formed. And the duration here is 6 minutes 32 seconds, one of the shortest episodes. Then episode 29, one of my favorites. The title is Mountaintop Syndrome in Language Learning. So here I talk about what I call mountaintop syndrome in language learning, which is that feeling of anxiety that people get when they start learning a language, or even sometimes in the middle of the process, that they feel as they're never there, as they're always trying to reach the top of the mountain, but it's always impossible to get there. This is one of my favorite episodes, and the duration here is 9 minutes and 2 seconds. So this is very good for language teachers, not only for language learners who are feeling demotivated, who need some extra motivation to keep learning, but also to EFL teachers. Let's move on. Let's go to the last 10 episodes. So episode 30... The title is Interview with Former Students Who Lived in the Netherlands. Oh, this was the first interview I did. And it was with one of my former students who spent a whole year in the Netherlands, in Groningen. Forgive my pronunciation. You know, he was there studying. He was an engineer student, participating in a program called Science Without Borders, and we talked a lot about language issues and people and culture and the places he visited, his trips, and all his experiences in Europe. It's a very very nice episode if you intend to go to the Netherlands. This was 24 minutes and 17 seconds duration. Episode 31, Reported Questions, that's the title. And here I talked about reported questions in English, and I talked about how they are formed and gave lots of examples. The duration is 9 minutes 24 seconds. Episode 32, the title is Reported Commands and Requests. This was a complement to the previous episode because this issue about reported speech is quite complex. So the first one I talked about reported questions. The second one, reported commands and requests. And this one is 10 minutes and 31 seconds in length. Then episode 33, the title is How to Practice Pronunciation. Here I gave some basic tips on how to practice pronunciation by yourself, you know, and how to deal with pronunciation problems and difficulties. So this is good for EFL teachers as well. And the length here, the duration is 9 minutes and 48 seconds. Episode 34, the title is Reflexive Pronouns. I made a list of all the reflexive pronouns, some examples and how to use them, and a few curiosities. The length, the duration here is 10 minutes and 51 seconds. Then episode 35, How to Greet People in English. Here I have to do another episode about this because I talked a little bit about greeting, how to greet people in English, and I ended up forgetting lots of things, but I hope anyway this episode can give you some insights. The duration is 11 minutes and 9 seconds. I talk about some collocations used to describe how people greet each other as well. So that's it. Then episode 36, the title is The Difference Between Another and Other. And the duration is 9 minutes and 14 seconds. And basically I talk about the difference between the two. And I give lots of examples. I also talked about how to use the definite article, the, sometimes in front of other or sometimes in front of others. So the others and the other versus other and others. So lots of things covered here in this episode. Then 37, interview about podcasting. Here I interviewed one of my students who also has a podcast and who loves technology as much as me, I guess. And we discussed our, you know, we talked about our podcasting experiences. And he also described some of the episodes in his shows. And, you know, we talked in a general way about podcasting and the knowledge we have gained from doing it. The duration was 15 minutes and 10 seconds. Then episode 38, the title is Elections Vocabulary, and the duration 11 minutes and 25 seconds. I basically talked about the vocabulary that you can use if you want to talk about elections. If I'm not wrong, I chose about 10 words and phrases, but then in the end I ended up talking a little bit more, so probably, I don't know, around 15 words and phrases were highlighted here in this episode, all related to elections. Then moving on, episode 39, which was the last one before today's episode, of course. And the title, How to Order at the Restaurant. And here I posted a picture on the webpage with a simple menu. And then I talked about some of the structures that you can use in case you go to a restaurant, either in UK or in US or Australia, or wherever you need to use English to communicate if you go to a restaurant. And the duration here is 8 minutes and 51 seconds. I forgot to say that the election, the podcast 38, episode 38, the duration was 11 minutes and 25 seconds. So I hope you enjoyed this short summary. I'm getting tired here because Well, so before I finish, I would just like to remind you that you can follow me on Twitter. So just look for Follow English altogether in one word. You can also, I also have a fan page on Facebook. Just look for Follow English altogether in one word, spelled in one word. And you can visit the webpage at pods.followenglish.com.br in case you want to see any of the previous episodes, in case you want to download them or listen to them. And I hope you're all learning something. And I would love to hear your comments. You can send an email to info@followenglish.com.br if you want to make any comments. Please go to the webpage and subscribe. And see you next time. Bye.